Welcome to the Sweat Angel podcast, also known as Sweat Angel Formula. We got two things going on here, so it's a little confusing. So I'm going to host it today because Mike G wants to be a guest and he wants to answer lots of questions.
And I don't exist.
Yeah, and Bone doesn't exist. So we got lots of things to cover from like how we started our fitness journey down to Krampus, which I have no idea what that is. So let's start with the fitness journey, like real fast, just real quick. Mike G, if you want to start.
Fitness journey.
Yeah.
You mean like how I got into?
Or not real fast.
Just yeah. What do I do that's ever fast?
Well, it should be long.
I guess one of our members, Jordan, wanted to hear a little bit about our...
Not me.
Except he asked for everybody but Bone mine. By mistake, and she takes exception to that. So I guess a little bit of it, he was hoping to kind of get a little background on some of the coaches and how they got involved in all this. My story is pretty long because I'm the oldest, but long story short, which means a long story long for me, would mean that when I was a senior in high school, we had a bench press competition for the baseball team.
What year was that?
It was black and white year. Everything was in black and white. No, it was, what was it, 94?
Shit,
I
was not alive.
They were not alive. All right, thanks, guys. Anyhow, so like we hit for 10 cents for every pound we bench. It was like a fundraising thing. So my goal was to hit 200 pounds. I hit 205, and I thought I was the shit because I could bench press over 200 pounds, and that's sort of how the whole thing started, playing baseball in high school. And fast forward to college, you know, messing around a little bit of weights. One of the guys I used to work with at Wild Quail Golf and Country Club. I was a busboy and valet. I actually learned how to drive stick on one of the Dr. Mattern's Porsche. I stalled it a couple times. I waited for him to run inside before I actually tried. I did not know how to drive stick. But nevertheless, a guy named Tim Hunter was our chef, and he would never eat the French fries. He would just – and I looked at the guy. He was jacked. He had veins coming out of his arms. Found out later that he was a competitive bodybuilder, natural bodybuilder, but big dude. So I was up at college and found out from a couple mutual friends that he was doing a bodybuilding show up there. You know, I've been working out a little bit and, you know, just sort of seeing some pretty good gains. But I went to go watch his show and I was like blown away. Like these guys, how lean they were, how big they were, and they're natural guys. And I said, hell yeah, I could do that. So the next day, I just my entire training changed. I found the gym locally in Dover, Burke's gym. A guy named Jeff Burke owned the place. A guy named Dan Sprinkle was running at the time. And Sprinkle, yeah, it's a cool name, man. That's a pretty cool name. And I just asked if I could just work there for free and be a part of it, you know. And I worked at the front desk for a few hours a week and started training there. And you know, that's how it kind of started. You know, I'd work out with big old guys who. They would say, you know, like the smallest weight you could add to a bar was a 25-pound plate, and anything less was a Christmas tree ornament, and we weren't going to put that shit on there. So I trained hard with them. Some things were smart, some things weren't. Got really strong really fast and decided to do a bodybuilding show. Trained for that, got some help.
Are there pictures?
There are pictures.
I need to see a picture.
They were. Some of them may have been destroyed by my ex-wife, but
we'll shout out to our other sponsor.
Yeah, just give a shout out to our other sponsor. I do have some evidence. I had some other things. But so anyways, I actually won my first bodybuilding show, and I was hooked. Yeah, so and that was when I was like, I don't know, maybe 19 years old maybe. And it was cool. So anyhow, so I just started, kept training, did some more shows, just kept getting stronger, and then sort of being a personal trainer. I was managing a personal training business at the time. Then I had the opportunity to start a gym, and I started the gym, and then I got married, had some kids. That didn't go well, so, you know, I had my ups and downs. And
this is a fitness?
Yeah.
Getting there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm trying to breeze over that stuff and not, like, bring everyone down. Basically, you know, I got involved in CrossFit, and I had a bit of a head start on some of the people because I was, like, powerlifting and weightlifting, so I did pretty well, you know, in my late 20s and early 30s, and, you know, did competitions, and was lucky enough to qualify for regionals a couple years, and I, you know, just enjoyed that, and then I got a little bit older, and I found more balance in my fitness. You know, my body was starting to feel a little beat down, and You know, had the opportunity to open up my own gym, CrossFit gyms, and open up Sweat Angel. And now we're Sweat Angel Fitness. We do a bunch of different things here, CrossFit included, and among many others. So pretty much, and here we are now. So that was like kind of a long story long.
I'm impressed. It only took 5 minutes instead of the typical
you
15.
You asked, man.
So that's good. We're going to skip over Bone because we don't care about her fitness journey. So, no. Bone, go ahead. Tell us.
Oh, it's my turn now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell them about your dark sunglasses.
Stop. But
they were your eyeglasses.
All right. When I started CrossFit, I was 12. So to be fair, I did not buy my own workout clothes. My parents did. And I wore those five fingers. I have pictures.
They go
on
your toes.
They
smell
birth
control shoes.
I was 12.
She was
12.
That's not what I meant. But if they...
Oh, yeah, backtrack. Here we go.
Well, if you're 18 or above, no one would even touch you if you're wearing those shoes. There's no doubt.
I still have them. I'm not getting them. I had different colors. My favorite were actually green and black.
Oh, man.
They really supported Sweat Angel. But I started CrossFit when I was about 12 because I think my parents were like, she's so unathletic, like something's gotta happen. I didn't play any sports ever when I was a kid, I didn't do anything. So, I don't know, I think my dad was always really into fitness. He was a bodybuilder, a powerlifter. And he used to make us go in the backyard and do workouts, and he used to scream at us.
12 years old. No dinner unless you do your tire flips first.
He used to call it Navy SEAL training, and he would get the hose and spray it.
Wow, your story is way cooler than mine.
We would get on the trampoline, and he would spray it in our face if we stopped doing push-ups or if we stopped doing the sit-ups that he told us to do, and he's a psychopath. He's... really into fitness.
Would he really hose you down?
Yeah. I'll get him on this podcast and he will tell the stories. So he found CrossFit and he was like, oh, I think you guys should do it. So I started with all my sisters doing privates and 10 years later, here I am. Almost 10 years later. But in between that, I wouldn't really say I did all CrossFit. I did a lot of Olympic lifting and stopped doing like workouts. I did a lot of powerlifting when I hurt. I injured my shoulder, had surgery, kind of took a 1.5 year to 2 year hiatus on fitness.
We got you back involved, though.
They did.
So.
And.
Yeah. Where do you want to go with it? Like, that's your past. Where do you see your future?
I don't really know right now.
We talked a little about this, right? You'd like to get a little more into coaching and sort of sharing some of that experience, right?
Yeah, I think all my jobs have always been in fitness related. I used to be a parkour coach. Shout out to parkour. I was a gymnastics coach. I worked in a lot of gyms. I worked at the Dover Gym. No shout out to the Dover Gym.
And we're going to be trying to be positive here.
All right, shout out Dover Gym. Yeah, so I think I never got to be a CrossFit coach, so maybe getting into that will be the next thing. I don't know.
That's cool.
All right. So my fitness journey...
Hold on, let me ask you.
Okay.
Tell me how your fitness journey started.
It's way less...
Is it...
Than both of theirs? There was no fun stories or anything like that.
How many fun stories came out of the Tillinghast...
Oh, you said it right.
Tillinghast household, like when you were a teenager?
Like, what do you mean?
I don't hear anything. You never tell me, like, anything that's fun. You never tell me a time you laughed.
So hot every time I talk.
Tell me a fun story.
There was no fun in my house.
So
the fun wasn't allowed in my house. That sort of crazy candy would not allow fun. So, yeah. But, my fitness journey was way less.
Bye, Kenny.
See Kenny.
It's Kenny.
Shout out to Kenny.
One of our sponsors.
Ken Trojan.
One of our other sponsors.
Shit. So I played sports throughout high school, just soccer. And then that was over when I was like 17 years old, and I was just looking for something else to do. And I walked into Mike's gym, CrossFit Sweat Angel, or Sweat Angel Fitness, whatever you want to call it.
Why'd you come here?
It was typical, like, watch the CrossFit games, like Rich Froning. I tried to work out in my basement by myself. And like,
oh, yeah, tell me how you used to do pull-ups in your basement.
So I did Fran a lot. Fran was my favorite workout.
In the basement, right?
Yeah,
no lockout. No, you couldn't lock out overhead.
No, I could.
Okay.
yeah, I didn't snatch or clean and jerk, but I could lock out overhead. But I did with, like, iron plates, so I couldn't drop them, number one. So just...
Michael!
Yeah. And then I had to do pull-ups on, like, an I-beam, so my fingers would just end up being, like, cut and bruised and just really beat up, like, way more than they are now. And, yeah, it was only strict pull-ups for Fran.
Like, would you ever, like, weightlift? Did you get your mom to ever spot you?
I did not. And I never really, like, that's the other thing. Like, I worked out by myself and I didn't know what I was doing. So I really didn't, I just did workouts. Like,
God, I would never think to work out by myself or work out, period.
Like, that's a good point.
Like, just typical conditioning workouts. There was no weightlifting. There was no, like, the only weightlifting I did was, like, power cleans and, like, a workout. So it wasn't like I was doing any, like, percentage cycles or anything like that. So nothing really intense.
So you walked in here one day.
Yeah, I think it was like a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember your workout? I remember mine.
I don't.
I remember the workout. Yeah. So we did Christine, which is I think it's three rounds or five rounds. It's I think it's like 21 deadlifts at like 185, like 21 box jumps, and then maybe 21 cows in a row. Or I can't. It's terrible. I don't remember that. Is it 21, 15, 9?
I don't know. I don't even remember.
It might be 21 of each, 15 of each, round of each. If I apologize ahead of time for not knowing that. But I remember he did it, and this kid actually had Samba Classic like soccer shoes on with a hole in the bottom.
They're actually good CrossFit shoes. They're flat. Like, come on now, give me some credit.
Yeah, I liked them. They're right. He also would wear cotton boxer shorts underneath soccer shorts, which to me is the most uncomfortable. Like, I couldn't imagine like wearing these tight cotton things. And any dude can really, you know, can feel this, is because if you ever wore those cotton boxers, there's no stretch. You spread your legs out, you squat. How many of those did you rip?
A lot.
Now, what are you wearing now? What kind?
Like a spandexy thing.
I thought you weren't wearing any.
No.
Okay. You told me you weren't.
Yeah, sorry.
That's weird.
But anyhow, so after that workout, what happened?
I just signed up and started working out.
Yeah, you remember your dad signed the waiver, so, and he wrote his own.
Signed the waiver.
He wrote his own legal clause into the waiver, like, yeah, that you were only allowed.
Only applies for a day.
It only applies for one day, and then apparently.
Yeah, I didn't sign a waiver for like another year.
I didn't know. I didn't know your dad went to law school, but apparently you knew some shit I didn't know. Yeah, and anyhow, Mike worked. You worked out here for a year or two, and then what happened?
And then I asked if I could coach, and Mike said no. And
why did I say no?
Because I'm not very personable, and I still struggle with it. It's something I'm working on, but
I think you're pretty personal now.
I think he's fun.
So Mike, he's learned.
If you ever go to a party with me, you'll
all fun.
You'll see the actual personality that I have. So
Mike's got a good personality in the gym. You know, we try hard to get Mike to go out and do some like adult things.
Throw up chicken wings.
I think he turned 21. We went out once. Yeah, we didn't even get a chance to go.
No,
he went out one time and he drank too much, because that's what you're supposed to do when you're 21. And he goes, I'm not ever drinking again. So
I drink. I just I don't get any pleasure out of it. It's not fun for me. It's just
it's okay.
It's a lot of fun. Well,
wait till you get a little older and you have like family and work and like, everything, and the kids and college and houses.
Really?
Yeah. It's gonna you're gonna need it, bro. Just a couple here and there. But did I eventually allow you to sort of start coaching a little bit, or did I just say completely no?
I believe your response was no, and you said you need to work on your personality a little bit, and you need to show me that you can like interact with human beings. I said okay, and so from then on I tried to start to interact with people and help people out and do things like that, and I got my level one, and then it just kind of one thing happened after another.
So. You were really good. I remember one-on-one with people at the beginning, sort of just pulling them off to the side, and I remember we talked a little bit. I was like, hey, that same level of coaching you're giving to that person, sort of, you know, within ears reach, said, can we expand that to, you know, 15 or 20 in a class if need be? And you worked real hard at that. It took a while, but now I don't have any doubt you can handle that stuff. the one technique that you did use in terms of getting a little more connected with people is, what was the one you told me? You would match people, whatever their energy was or their emotion, you would match
that
it.
That is what no, a psychopath does. That's so scary that you just said that.
I don't know how to react. And crying especially.
That's what
especially,
Dexter does.
Crying especially, I don't know how to deal with other people crying, so I can't.
So if let's just say I was a client and I'm talking to you and I start crying, what would you do?
I would start crying.
You gotta match the energy.
Oh man,
we had a going away party for one of the coaches, and everybody's crying, and then I started crying, but I didn't stop either. So then they just busted my balls even more, and I was just like, I don't even know why I'm crying. So,
man, your stories are way better than mine. We're gonna delete out the first part. Just keep making fun of you guys. So your dad was hosing you while doing like push-up position in the backyard, and you. And you just cry and laugh, just copying. Yeah.
We did have fun, though. We thought it was funny. I don't want to think my dad was like...
No, your dad's awesome. I love your dad. He's
he actually lost his fingers lifting weights. That was part of the reason.
Really? I thought it was something else.
Well, he got his hands stuck in a machine at a newspaper thing. And they actually saved his fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad, being the crazy man that he is and can't not work out, he tried to lift a dumbbell and he worked out with it and it caused an infection in all of them, so they had to amputate
his gotcha
fingers.
Mind you, your dad is a former special forces
he's a Green Beret.
He's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt, so he he's no stranger to working hard and just sort of, you know, turn
no,
that switch
he has
off.
No, he doesn't know how to turn off. He's amped up all the time.
Funny as hell, though,
always.
Man. Funny dude. Great sense of humor. So
he looks like Danny DeVito.
Like a Jack Day DeVito.
Like a Jack Day DeVito, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a second. We're going to thank our sponsors. We've got Ogue. It's like Rogue, but quieter.
So Ogue Fitness.
Ogue Fitness.
Can we just take a our Ogue?
What are you doing?
It's
take
Oak.
The R away.
Yeah,
I
there
know
you go.
We got Skechers, Shape Up. It's like a U bottom. So I asked Mike this question. If Skechers sponsored you, and they said they'll give you a lifetime supply of shoes, but you can answer this question too. Would you wear them?
I wore Five Fingers. I am not below anything.
Like they made a CrossFit shoe, and they would sponsor you and your whole gym.
I would
for free.
Is anyone listening right now? Of course, I would do it. How much are we talking? I don't know, man.
I just get them?
I don't know.
If I had to pay for them, no. But if I just got them,
I just feel like they're intentionally making like unattractive shoes. Like I don't know. Like there's so many great ideas. There's artists
it's like
out
to
there.
Get them to talk about.
So what if they were? What if they were like CrossFit shoes and they look good?
Well, yeah, but it called.
But they keep going with
there
the silly S.
But,
why do they keep doing
the S? What
if
they put the silly S on the side? That was the only drawback.
They can make the S cooler. There's
you're
no
telling me that if
like
Skechers was going to sponsor
Skechers
you, pay you money to wear their shoe, you wouldn't do it?
No, I would wear their shoe for sure. But I would ask them very, like, why do they write
this
the whole word out on there? It's just crazy. I don't know.
That's
like,
true. I don't know what they do.
I don't know. But
all right, other sponsors, we got Felix Gray.
Oh, yeah.
Felix
Blue blocking glasses.
Yeah. Juve Light. Look it up. Kool-Aid Jammers, to keep Lola going, sugar-free version.
Kool-Aid Jammers.
And then we got Sour Patch Kids for our Saturday open workouts, just to get you jacked
them
up on sugar.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so next topic, we're doing an earth-fed muscle tasting Saturday, that's March 9th. So I'm really excited about this. I'm jacked up. I believe in earth-fed muscle and what they're preaching and their athletes and even one of the co-owners and all that. They have a lot of worldwide athletes that are sponsored by them, a lot of like Olympians, a lot of world-class weightlifters, a lot of their products are natural and whole, and I'm really excited about the tasting. And we tried the vanilla one. It wasn't bad.
Yeah,
it was
vanilla's really
good.
Good
mix as well, so
we're doing that. I mean, a lot of our clients, they like Progenix. I don't know, it would be cool to hear what you guys think, what your favorite protein is. But the Progenix has been cool, but the customer service side of the EarthFed Muscle has been incredible. I don't know if it's because geographically they're Pennsylvania, they're only a state away, or they just that's sort of one of their core values.
Well, even emailing back and forth, they get back to you within 24 hours, which is super important to us. Like, we order stuff and it ships out the next day.
Well, the thing is our entire business is based on customer service and your connection with people. So we can relate really well, I think, to other companies that do the same. So we're going to give them a shot. Hopefully, their products work and taste as good as their customer services. And we'll continue with it. We'll still continue to carry the Progenics for those of you loyal Progenics customers. But if you want a cleaner base protein, that's sort of the direction we're going. Technically, they are sponsoring this podcast. But yeah, I know we just got a couple more topics to go over. What's the next one, Mike?
All right, so lightning topics. Just go over real fast. Road to WrestleMania.
Oh my God, that's so much pressure.
All right, good. That was our topic. Here we go. So,
it's the only thing Bone cares about in the entire world, and you had nothing to say?
I don't have tickets to WrestleMania, so if you would like to sponsor this and give me tickets, then I can talk
about
it.
So we're reaching out to our tens of viewers right now.
Somebody buy me WrestleMania tickets, please. I'm going to WrestleMania Access. WrestleMania is
You went to
April.
Raw yesterday, right?
Yeah, I did. I saw Seth Rollins.
Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you do.
Colby Lopez.
It's Colby.
Colby Lopez.
Yeah.
Saw Ronda Rousey at Booter.
So we don't like Ronda.
Which I don't understand. She didn't wrestle anybody. Bone, they just saw her walk out and talk.
Well, she walked out and she had a signing. Or she didn't have a signing. She gave up the women's title.
Why?
Because they wouldn't let her go against Becky Lynch.
Why?
So then she came because Becky Lynch was suspended.
So why did Ronda Rousey lose her title?
Because she's the type that is like, I want to go against the best. If I don't go against the best, then I'm not the best.
We just gained 10,000 listeners because we just talked about WrestleMania right now. Is this how these WrestleMania
so they replaced,
these wrestling fans
remember
are crazy?
Remember when Bone tried to tell me that more people watch WrestleMania than All the right. Super Bowl? It wasn't even like... It was
I
like 1% of the
Yeah, it wasn't
watched.
Even close. Yeah. Yeah, we looked at, yeah.
Whatever.
There was like 100 million people that watched Super Bowl, and there was like 1.2.
1 million.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Whatever. Ronda came out, and we got to boo her, so that was fun.
Last question. Who's your favorite wrestler?
Ever?
Currently.
Oh, my God, don't say that. Yeah. Female or male?
Male.
Oh, God, that's so hard.
Edge. You got to pick. You had to pick.
I don't want them to see this. No, I'm just kidding. Currently?
Ever. He said ever.
No, he said on the roster now is easier. Finn.
All right, on the roster now.
Finn Balor.
I've never heard you mention that.
I love
ever.
Finn. I have a video of Finn.
All right, shout out to Finn, whoever
female
that is.
Wrestler.
All right, next That's topic,
a
Matt Panetti.
Wrestler.
Matt Panetti. No, we don't care.
Becky Lynch.
Matt
Becky Lynch.
Becky
All right,
Lynch, I love you.
Check.
Both Irish.
Matt Panetti. Since we only know who Matt Panetti is, if you're watching this, brother, we miss you. All right, and you'd
we
be
love
the perfect.
You.
You'd be the perfect addition.
Skype them. They talk about
we're coming
you
to Germany
day.
To see the Krampus Festival and to visit you. So.
December 5th.
Krampus, who is
it's not even Christmas.
But he comes. That's when he comes out.
Does he come and stay the whole month?
How does he steal presents and children if it's not even Christmas yet?
The
Santa
Krampus,
Claus hasn't dropped any of the presents off.
I know Krampus night is December 5th. I don't know when he actually comes out. And guess what? He's not real, so he's not actually coming out.
What? I don't know.
All right, so we'll do like one or two more topics. We'll do a longer one now, dieting. So Mike was going off
Holy
on a
shit,
tangent.
We're
going
to talk about dieting?
Right, Mike was going off on a tangent. He's drinking a Zevia, so he's going off on a tangent. He said save it for the podcast because he got really worked up about it. So
no,
We were talking about...
We got to do this some other time. It's got to be a whole podcast here.
We'll be different.
Yeah, we'll just touch on it real quick and then we'll kind of wrap it up, but...
Just give a little teaser. What were you saying?
I was.
He doesn't know how to give teasers.
People want dieting. They want people to know that they're dieting more than they actually.
Not everybody, but I think that seems to be the issue. Is that some of the things like that you hear, like the kind of the diets out there, or you know, they want people to know that they're doing, you know. Some sort of like Atkins or keto diet, or
I'm on Atkins.
Yeah, I'm on Atkins. Yeah, or they're I'm doing Weight Watchers, or I'm counting macros, and even if they're not warranting any results, like if you're trying to lose weight and you're 20, 30, 40 pounds overweight, and you're not losing 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds a week on a diet of body fat, and you're training. You should stop doing that diet. That is not working for you. You should get a professional to really assess what's going on, or you should really take a deep, hard look on if you're doing the diet as close as it should be. You know what I mean? If you're doing, let's say, keto or macro counting, and you're having like like 10,000 calories a day. Like, even though you're doing keto, you're still taking too many calories. You're not, your body's storing them. Anyhow, those are just what we're talking about. I mean, I think
it's a little sample. We'll get into it.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's why I didn't want, yeah.
We'll do another podcast.
And we'll have our nutrition coach on too.
Sure, yeah.
So, to wrap things up real fast, future podcast ideas. If you guys have future podcast ideas, if there's anything you want us to make fun of each other for, or anything you want us to talk about health and fitness related or not health and fitness related.
Yeah. Or anyone you'd like us to interview that's in the area, like John Cena or
Colby Lopez.
Seth Rollins.
Actually, John Cena's here right now. Just can't see him.
What's the hardest part about getting
I thought he had
scans.
Like an appearance somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So we had a new member come in this week, and Chrissy, and she joined up. She's a friend of a friend. So anyhow, so she's signing up, and we're asking where she worked, and she's a nice girl. And so
shout out to Chrissy.
Shout out to Chrissy for being a good sport. And she came up to the desk, and I asked where she worked at the hospital, and she's going to work at the new hospital, you know, down the road. And I asked what she did, and what did she say?
She said she does CAT scans.
So, and what do you think you said?
Go ahead, just tell the joke.
Yeah, and I just said, is it really hard to, you know, make them stay still, you know, with all the fur and them moving around? And then Bone was super embarrassed, and she called me dad. Terrible dad jokes. Chrissy didn't get the joke, but I was laughing hysterically because, I don't know, it was just awkward. But shout out to Chrissy for being a good sport about everything. Tons of terrible dad jokes in here. Like I say, I'm 41, so.
Like double my age.
Yeah, almost double your age, so.
Yeah, there you go. So future podcast ideas, and I guess that's it. Got anything else you want
to? Okay, good. We're trying to get better at this, trying to offer you better content. So just let us know if you
know anybody that does podcasting professionally and wants to like.
Yeah, no, we're getting better at it. If you like it, just subscribe to our channel. Give us a thumbs up on iTunes. Give us a review, and hopefully we'll get bumped up on the list. We'll get into your recommended videos a lot easily. All right. Is that it, Muggy?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Mommy, Daddy.
Thank you, Mommy, Daddy.
Bye.